Welcome, adventurers, to an enchanting world beneath the surface, a realm where the ocean's embrace shelters a civilization as rich and complex as any above. Today, we journey into the heart of this submerged empire to uncover its secrets and marvels.
Well, well, well. So this is Darius's realm, huh? It's a lot more wet than I was expecting. Well, whatever. I only have a few minutes for this, so let's get her done! Lightning, go!
Oh, Lord Jude, this is kind of awkward. Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, hey there, Buff Mouse! How's it going? Pretty impressive, huh?
Yeah, you did kill a lot of people, but turns out this is the ice realm.
Grandpa,
the fish.
No!
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The what now?
The ice realm, not the dark realm.
So Darius isn't here, you said?
No, turns out this is a whole different realm completely. The fish people live here. That one guy who's mute and blind, he lives here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so this was a waste of time.
Yeah, we need to go to Darius realm and finish up right now.
Well, the thing is, I only had 30 minutes before getting back to play Mahjong. I gotta get a couple practice rounds in if I want to beat Mother.
Well, can't argue with that.
All right, let's head back. We'll get to it eventually, I'm sure.
Sure, let's go.
Last time on Roleplay Rookies, Gavin showed up at the conference with all the vessels. They ended up offending Lord Chu and killing, almost, the vessel of ice. Gavin sent the vessel of ice back to the rest of the gang, and they did not make him into fish sticks. Join us today to find out what happens.
That's pretty much it.
That was good.
Lots of stuff happened last time.
Hey, a lot of people have really good one-liners, you know?
Yeah, I also, speaking of one line, just really quick, Danny, I need to say that I'm embarrassed. In the last episode, I used the word palanquin like 9 times. I didn't realize until I was listening back to it. That's not what that word means. I'm used it to refer to like Lord Chu's posse. That's not what that means. And you know what, Josh, the whole time he knew that's not what that, he didn't correct me one time. I said it like 12 times.
Well, Josh, I think Nate very successfully flipped this on you. Why do you have to say to yourself? Why did you not help out your buddy?
I thought it was funny.
I did it for the laughs.
This is a comedy podcast, Danny.
I'm sorry. I thought this was a comedy podcast.
This is also the same guy who passed a rigged D20 and said nothing to anyone else. So.
That's true.
Danny's face.
Editing that bit gave me rage.
You should have seen when I brought it back up. Danny's face dropped like immediate, like that stupid thing.
No, because I having to go back, record myself saying, "Hey, they got me," was like the worst thing. Me sitting in my office saying to myself, "Yeah, Josh got me. Like I'm an idiot."
I mean, like, the die was on the table. You picked it up, looked at it.
Well, it's like, I don't know, like, maybe it's a different experience with different DMs. Yeah. Like, when I'm DMing, there's so many things I'm thinking of that I just can't focus at one thing.
And that's the excuse I'm using about the palanquin thing. I think the word I meant to use was pantheon. That's not what that means either.
Nope.
I should have just used the word, like, ensemble or, like, entourage or, like, posse.
A party of rats.
What's a group of mice called?
All I'm saying is we established that the majority of our listeners are library majors, and that means they probably...
Also, we apologize for all the library majors.
That's what I'm apologizing to.
Out there.
Guys, if we have more apology, we might need to bring on ukulele.
Whoa, let's start with a bigger instrument, work up to ukulele when we do something really bad.
Didn't you guys have to teach me what that reference was
last episode? Yeah. Yeah, it was a callback.
The collective noun for rats is colony, pack, mischief, or plague.
Mischief.
Everyone just skipped over plague like that one.
We all knew.
Excuse me.
All right.
And then a plague of rats came in.
Oh, that's sad.
On that note, let's go!
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, so the portal is open. You guys see the Realm of Sorrow right in front of you. And what you guys want to do? You guys want to go in? How you guys want to go in? Do you guys want to say goodbye to the people of hell? You guys want to do a group hello?
Toby goes and runs up to Ignis, who I'm assuming is seeing us off.
Yes, he's limping.
He gives him a hug and he says, "Thank you for saving my life in the backstory that no one's going to get to see now."
Unless you subscribe to
Unless you subscribe to our Patreon.
That's right. If people subscribe to our Patreon, they will hear the emotional story that we had together. That we are brothers now, you and I.
Blood brothers, and then they do like a crisping of hands.
And then you just see the energy surrounding them.
And everybody is in awe. And then he walks away. And everybody clapped. No. And then...
Watch, the three listeners that we have are going to check to see if we have a Patreon.
I mean, what the heck?
You need to bring your friends, please.
It's up to them now if this happens or not.
It's in your hands.
But no, in all seriousness, I think Toby would like just... He'd like thank him for like housing them and he would... are the blacksmith here? I mean, I probably get them too.
He goes, hey.
There are like three blacksmiths, I think.
Emmanuel is one of them and Sir Forgelot.
And then there was his brother, Sir Forgelot, with a mustache. Well, if I recall.
That's true. They're two different people. They are two different people.
Toby says, thanks, guys. Hopefully we'll make it back. I'll get some good use out of the sword. And then he goes to the portal.
All right.
Gavin, I guess I survey the people because I'm like kind of their guy.
Yeah.
Now.
That's right. Are you their king?
I don't think I'm their king necessarily as much as I'm like their protector and like their prophet is what I understand from the
lore. I love how nice John is. I'm pretty sure if Jordan was in that situation, he'd call himself the emperor.
He'd be like, I don't think I'm a king.
I think I'm more of their god, their emperor.
I'm going biblical.
I recognize from my discussions with Liam and many others that there is probably a god of this realm that I am responsible to.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go to Ignis and be like, hey, if you need anything, get in contact with me. I don't know how we're going to do that. Here's a Rocky Talkie. I guess.
And he goes, thank you. And he puts his hand out. He goes, you didn't have to do this, Gavin, to take my daughter's mantle. But I want to let you know that I appreciate what you've done.
Gavin says, it's okay. Whatever had to be done. But in my mind as John, I'm like, because you wouldn't, you dingbat. Like, if you would have done it, I wouldn't have had to. Anyway, sorry. That's all I have to say about that. But Gavin shakes his hand and is quite pleasant about it and is cordial, ready to go through the portal.
All right. Brock and Jack?
Jack starts walking. Jack walks through the portal. I don't know.
All right. Simple man.
Brock is visibly frustrated.
Why?
Hey, Brock. I couldn't help but notice. This is Toby speaking. I know we sound alike. I just got to clarify. Hey, Brock. Couldn't help but notice that you seem a little perturbed. Everything okay, buddy?
Well, man, I'm a really big fan of just the food here, and I was going to get some snacks, but there's this damn fish in the fridge. Made everything stink. Everything that I prepared is just ruined. So.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Jordan, that was a good. I can't tell that you thought about it and you just waited the right moment.
That was so great. Toby's like, yeah, no, that's tough. But luckily, I think there's still some Nutella in the bag of holding, so.
Oh, gosh. Nutella and Doritos.
Yeah. I guess. And then I just walk through the portal.
Okay. I follow him through.
Okay. And so does Liam, because he's following you guys now.
And we leave that guy in the fridge and say, nothing else about him. The rest of the campaign. I'll come back to that later.
Ignis goes back, goes, what do we do with this guy?
Yeah, Ignis will figure it out.
He's like, do I need another fridge now?
That is my proverbial bag of poop on the doorstep for him.
Dim is like, tell me what you want. You guys go through a portal, and as you guys go in there, you feel the atmosphere is so heavy that you can physically feel it.
It's like dusty kind of feeling.
You feel like uneasy. Have you ever been like in a hike or been to like a dark alley, even though none of us want to admit that we're afraid of the dark, but sometimes you're like, oh, this is kind of scary.
I'll be the first person to say that when I shut the lights off down here in my basement, I run upstairs because something is going to grab my ankle.
Yeah, that feeling. Okay. But imagine that feeling, like that's how the atmosphere is. Like you feel that something's going to grab your ankles.
All right, just to summarize, we're going to the to what used to be the realm for
Darius.
I always forget his name.
It's like the haunted forest.
Yes, and because you guys are going here, because that's where the weapons
are. We're looking for the vault.
The vault where the weapons are located. Yes,
because Darius, was he the god of this realm?
Yes.
Okay.
Think Thriller Bark for my One Piece fans.
Yeah, sure.
All right, continue.
If you guys are not One Piece fans, you can just imagine any dark forest in any fantasy ever.
Even the other One Piece person's like, sure, man.
Well, it's like, I don't know, I'm not going to get into it.
All right, so what do we see when we get in here?
You guys see into it, and you see a forest. You see a dark forest. Gavin, if you want to roll me a nature roll, again.
I suck at those, surprisingly, for a druid, so let's just get that.
Oh, really? All right.
You'd be surprised. I know you pointed at me so hopeful, but like, watch me do this.
It's like when DM's like, I'm going to let you do something fun.
And I'm like, I can't. Give me a second. To do the thing. Okay, you said it was nature. Nature. Right. Nature. These are alphabetical. I should be faster at this.
So, just going to throw it out.
Gavin got an eight.
I have a +6 to nature for some reason.
cool. You want to roll it then?
Sure, why not?
Why don't you roll? Because I rolled an 8, so these are trees.
There might be grass.
Oh my gosh.
Well, so that's a nat one. Never mind.
Okay, no. Gavin did better by one.
Yep.
I rolled a 2 if that makes any difference.
They aren't even sure if these are trees.
Oh, I guess we're both rolling now.
All right. Toby rolls a dirty 20.
Everyone looks at Toby. Man, are these trees?
Toby's like, hey, this is like that forest in One Piece.
Toby, having been a fan of One Piece, unlike the rest of you, recognizes things better.
Am I being shamed for this?
Toby, you look at the trees, and even though you're not a druid and have any connections with nature whatsoever.
Actually, I worked in the Walmart Garden Center. Give me a break.
Toby, despite never touching grass.
Toby, you see these trees and you notice that you can sense something's off. And as you get close to these trees, you realize that they look dead. They are alive, but they look so beat up as the magic is being drained from them. But they are still hanging there. And you can tell that is with every vegetation around you.
They all kind of look sucked dry like a raisin.
Yeah, and it's like they're on the edge of dying, but they're still hanging there by something.
Guys, this place doesn't look super... I mean, everything looks like it's so dry. Does anyone have, like, water? I mean, I guess we can't water this whole place.
I vote that we have Gavin hug a tree.
That's right. Gavin grass grows tree. Where he walks.
Can I do that thing?
What do you want to do? The
Can I...
the growing things?
Yeah, I was going to say...
Roll me nature then again. Oh, wisdom.
Just roll wisdom.
Wait, I'm so what's a good skill for it? Do you have a spell for it? Let's ask that. Do you have a spell
That's
for it?
That's what I was about to go look up if I have any spells. I'll just roll wisdom. How does that sound?
Sure.
I got a dirty 20.
Oh, so what you want to do? Tell me what you want to do.
I actually want to hug a tree.
You just want to hug a tree?
I want to hug it, and I want to give it some life energy to see if there's anything to bring back from this place.
Okay. With a 20, you do that. And as the tree feels you get stronger, stronger, and stronger, and you let go, the tree looks good again. And then the moment you let go, you see that the tree starts dying slowly, slowly, slowly again.
This place is sad.
Toby goes to Gavin. He's like, hey, Gavin, you remember how you mentioned that you were able to talk to grass? Can you talk to this grass?
You cannot, Gavin.
Everything's dead.
Oh, man. You cannot talk to the grass? But there is grass.
There is grass.
Okay.
Do you want to put it in collection?
Yeah, I'm putting that in my collection.
is this a question?
If I take the grass out of this realm.
Okay, this is like, open the curtain a little bit. I hate the amount of hours I spend thinking, what I'm going to do with Jordan's grass. The amount of hours that I sit in my office trying to write stuff down. I'm like, no, that's stupid. Like, I went from, like, the grass being the catalyst of the end of the campaign to becoming, like, this insane, powerful weapon. Like, the range that I went to trying to find a spot is crazy.
I think that sounds great.
I don't see a problem here.
To find out if I can make something with grass.
I feel like at the end of the campaign, the grass should turn into another stone, and then he becomes the next grass.
Or they become the next bad guy.
Grass for John's campaign.
Grass becomes the new ultimate god of all realms.
Yes.
And rules over everything.
It's all seen, it's all knowing.
All we needed was someone to bring us all together.
It's all. I knew it.
Eons ago, the grass was separated.
Little did you know, that's the backline lore for all of us.
All right. Yeah. But Gavin, that's how you feel. You cannot touch the grass, cannot touch the plants. Everything's hanging by.
Wow, I hate this place as much as I expected to.
Toby turns to Liam and says, do you know the direction we need to go in?
I don't. I say we just keep moving forward and
are the stones attracted to it? I mean, is there something that draws?
Actually, for the first time, the stones are not moving. For the first time in this campaign, the stones are just stones.
Darn it.
Toby says, when I was playing a survival video game on Steam, the first thing that they said that you should do is climb up somewhere high to get a high vantage point.
That's a good point.
And see if you could see. I think maybe we should try that. Toby looks around to see if there's any like hills or cliffs or.
Do you want to do a perception check?
Yeah. Toby rolls a 6.
Wow. Does anyone else want you to?
I would like to just use speak with animals, call a large bird to take Toby away. I do. What am I supposed to do? Perception?
Perception.
If my passive perception is 16, can I just use that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
You see a big hill west of you, Gavin.
There's a big hill west of us.
Is everyone cool?
Wait. How astute.
So he was not, Toby was not able to see a giant hill. With a 6? What was he doing?
It was cloudy.
When I got up there, the clouds were gone.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Toby was distracted watching you take out a little pail and like put some grass into it.
You know, hey, the man was distracted. What can I say? His head's not in the game, dude. It's not my fault. I'm just a DM. I'm just a guy who writes the story. Okay, so you guys want to go that direction through the hill?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so you guys go through the forest. As you guys go into the forest, I'm going to need Toby to roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, baby. It's me? Why me?
Because you're special.
Aw. Okay.
You're the guy who couldn't see the hill.
Maybe that's why I have to roll the saving throw.
John over there.
I got a 5.
Okay, cool. You guys keep moving forward.
Oh, no!
Wait, guys, what did he roll?
You guys, I'm going to attack you all.
Okay, I don't like this.
And as you guys keep moving, you see that everything gets very, very dark.
Oh,
and you guys can't see each other. What do you guys do?
Are the stones not lighting up like they did in the other realm?
No, it looks like the stones are powerless right now.
They just look like rocks.
We can't see each other?
Yeah, everything's dark.
Toby calls out,
guys!
You guys are not here, Toby.
Is it darkness or is it mist? Or like a
Gavin,
mist
it's
of
a
dark.
Thick it's a mist, darkness.
It's a mist of darkness.
Okay. Gavin does produce flame. In his hand.
You can see 5 feet around you.
Is anyone there?
You can call people who you want to.
Oh, so I don't see anyone within 5 feet
no.
of me. I call out, Toby, Jack.
What does Jack do?
Can we hear him?
Rock.
Jack is going to like, he has his lighter because of his cigarette problem.
That's right.
He strikes that.
Okay, you hear Gavin calling your name.
Gavin?
Okay, so I heard him.
Yes.
Yep.
Jack, are you there, man?
Yes.
Where are you?
That is a fantastic question.
Can I try following his voice?
Yeah, you guys keep me up.
Okay, I follow his voice and I find him.
Yes. Fantastic.
Okay, great. Toby.
You don't hear them.
Okay, Toby. Brock.
You hear them.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, rip Toby.
Brock, do you hear me? Okay, we're going to go to Brock. We go to Brock. And I have my fire. So I'm like, okay, so here's the deal.
I think Durf forgot that he's a paladin of Gavin. He's supposed to be his protector.
Hey, so there's three of four. So that's pretty good, honestly.
Guys, Leo goes, guys!
Okay, so that's three of four.
It's pretty good.
But
did Liam come?
Yeah,
Liam came. Liam.
Guys.
Okay.
Oh, found you guys.
I find Liam. Okay, so now that's four of five, which is even better than three of four, I feel like. But we should probably find Toby. So
yes, you should.
I want to find Toby.
Yeah.
Where the heck is that guy?
Toby, you find yourself by yourself. And as the mist clears up, you see...
Wait!
What do you mean, wait?
He has a rocky talkie, does he not?
Yeah, but guess what?
That doesn't tell us where he is.
He doesn't tell you where you are.
Well, we can communicate with him.
I'll say, where are you? And he'll go, it's dark here. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, here too.
What do you mean? How does that sound a solution? Where are you?
It I'm will lost. Be the solution. You just wait. You're going to mess up something.
And
I will be here for it.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I do have a nuclear solution to this problem.
Like a literally nuclear solution?
You're going to blow up the place?
Possibly.
I don't think that's the best first course of action.
So I do have my axe that allows me to shoot a wave of fire.
I think instead we should let that disembodied voice that was talking a minute ago finish whatever it was saying.
Wait. He's on to something.
Oh, no.
Because, hey, fire, it gives us vision, right? We're in a forest that's dying. It's dry wood.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. See, finally.
You know what? Gavin is not going to stop them from burning down the forest. Forest sucks.
Let's let the disembodied voice of whatever finish whatever he was saying.
No, you guys don't burn out the forest. Burn out the forest.
Well, the thing is, we can't hear the disembodied voice. He can hear the disembodied voice.
I still don't know what it's saying.
Okay, so, run from the fire.
While Jack is about to start a forest fire, let's see what Toby's going to happen. What's happening with Toby?
All right, I'll let you guys think about if you guys want to do this or not. Toby, I'm not going to stop you. Toby, you realize that you're surrounded by a few people. And guys, they look scary, they look terrifying, and they are approaching you. What do you want to do?
I pull out both my swords, one in each hand.
Okay.
And I'm like, who goes there?
Okay, they don't reply.
They're still approaching me?
They're still approaching
me. Do they look threatening?
Yes, they look terrifying.
Do a link, like spin slash.
How much time do I have to make a decision here? Are they like approaching?
They're approaching you.
Okay. Toby yells again. He's like, I'm warning you. I will defend myself.
All right. They're getting closer to you.
All right. Toby.
Well, I feel like this still could be a misunderstanding and Toby's probably not going to want to attack unless they attack first.
So again, Toby pointing the swords like forward now, like in the direction of them, being like, last chance.
Okay, roll me intimidation.
Okay.
Nobody ever takes the dodge action.
Nope. I got a 17.
Okay. It cuts back to the rest of you, and you guys see this very strong figure, and he looks terrifying right in front of you.
Oh, okay.
What you guys want to do?
Gavin calls out and says, excuse me, sir. We're trying to find our friend.
And it looks like Toby is right next to him.
Oh, thank you. That's him right there.
And this guy puts his claws right around Toby's neck.
Hmm. Actually, if you could just like lift him by the waist and bring him over, that would be really helpful.
And the neck, he gets closer and closer. And started, like his nails are started piercing Toby's neck and he starts bleeding.
Oh, Gavin uses Thorn Whip on that guy's arm.
Okay. Roll me an attack.
Okay.
Is it Thorn Whip attack or a saving throw?
It's an attack.
It's an attack.
That would be 26 to hit.
That hits. What do you do? What do you want to do?
I heard it with my thorn whip. There's
wow.
some,
I cause damage to the enemy.
Oh, and if the creature is large or smaller, I can pull it 10 feet closer to me. I can yank it.
Oh, you want to do that? Oh, it just happened?
How big is it?
It's medium size.
It's not large.
That, okay, yeah, I'm going to yoink it, and I'm also going to cause 15 piercing damage.
Okay. Yo. Cut back to Toby.
Oh, boy.
The things have a giant whip. It pulls you in.
Oh, man. Okay, so Toby gets multiple actions per turn. So I think the first thing he does is he takes... It's like wrapped around one of his arms, right?
Yeah.
So he takes his free arm that's not wrapped, and he tries to cut through the whip.
Okay. So roll me an attack for that?
Okay.
It's going to be a low AC, but...
That's a 19.
That hit. Yeah, you cut it.
Cut it through. But I feel like because the whip grabbed my arm and pulled me, I am now like, there's like momentum, yeah. Right? And so even though the whip's no longer attached to me, I take my other sword now with the freed hand and I use my second action to do a slashing attack at the being that like launched a whip at me. So that's another, that's a 25.
That hit, throw me damage.
Okay, so that's 10 damage.
Okay. I guess you guys can know what's going on now. Cuts back to you guys, and Gavin, when you pull him back, you realize that the monster was an illusion. Oh. And it just is Toby, and his eyes are completely blackened. And you can tell that... any one of you can roll me an insight check to try to figure out what's happening with Toby.
Do I take damage for that?
You do.
Okay, is it 10?
Yeah. That's but let me get there first.
You do that.
16.
12?
I rolled 17.
Okay. So this is what happens. You pull him back. You pull him closer to you, and he stabs you. You realize that his eyes are black, and both of you, Brock and Gavin, you realize that Pointy Brock is glowing darker than it usually is.
Oh, not this garbage again.
And you realize this.
And now Pointy Brock is stabbing you. Toby, now you're going to have a tattoo.
Toby always like had a choice to try to control Pointy Brock. Right? And he always kind of pushed back because because it was dangerous, he didn't want to do it.
One time, it did not go well.
Yes. Yeah. You now realize, and this is also for Toby, and I'm not sure how you guys are going to get this message across to him, is that you either going to control Pointy Brock tonight, or Pointy Brock's going to control you.
Oh, baby.
All right.
So that's kind of the puzzle.
Okay.
That's kind of what it is. You don't have to fight Toby. You just have to either get his attention and get and help him control this power.
Full disclosure, though, if Toby doesn't know it's you guys, he's been attacked already, and so he's probably going to just
keep
going.
Fine. And
he's
going
to keep fighting.
And that's it. Doesn't have to be a combat. It doesn't have to be a fight. It just it can.
Shouldn't
be...
Toby be able to do a insight check as well?
I'll let him on his turn.
Maybe.
A wisdom save.
I would make him. I'm gonna let him make a wisdom save.
Yeah.
But if you guys don't come
remember,
up with creative
I need to get
ways,
a, I think, was it 17?
No. What I'm saying is since we were able to identify him with his dark eyes, wouldn't he be able to identify us?
He feels
what the first one was for?
Pointy Brock is like a steel sword, right?
So Pointy Brock, just a reminder what Pointy Brock originally was. Mm-hmm. When you guys fought the hag, when you guys first saw the corruption for the first time, Toby used the Pointy Brock to kill the hag. Okay. And when the hag came back, the essence of Darius infused in Pointy
sword.
Brock.
Got it.
And now it got to a point that Toby's connection with that sword, it's so big now that he had the choice to try to control the power, but every time he tried to control it, it backfired. So now, because he is in the realm, he is what the sword is, the power is so much greater that it is going to control him or he's going to control it. It's either way at this point.
Whose turn is it?
I'll say it's Toby. So Toby, if you want to roll an inside check to try to get some information on what is going on, I'll let you.
Okay. I would. I'm going to do that. Inside check. I got a nat 1.
I don't think he knows.
Oh, crap.
He doesn't know.
All right. So
they get scarier. They get scarier.
Okay.
You're surrounded by 4 people now. 4 monsters.
Okay. Toby... I think instinctively knows he can't take 4 people alone, but he is going to try to get some distance. So I think first action, he's currently stabbing the first monster,
yes,
right?
Me.
Okay. I actually am going to start with,
with my free hand that's not stabbing with the other sword, and I'm going to do like another slash into like the other side of his. I assume I stabbed him in like his chest, so I'm going to try to stab him.
Keep going, please.
John's face. No, keep going.
John's face.
Gavin, by the way, does not enjoy being stabbed.
just want to throw it out there. He does not like being stabbed.
Anyway, continue stabbing Gavin.
That's a 16. Does that hit?
Does that hit, John?
A 16? I'm pretty sure it hits.
Okay, so it hits?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, and then as that second one hits... Oh, sorry.
How much damage do I take?
Damage is 11.
Okay, I'm going to be fine, maybe.
And then Toby will use his bonus action to...
Please don't stab me again.
It's an unarmed strike. So here's the flavor I'm giving it. He uses bonus action because now both swords are in this guy, in this monster. So he like curls up his feet up into the air and like pushes onto the monster's chest and like pushes himself off the monster. Stabs him with like both swords, kind of does like a flip back.
Yes,
I'm about to go down.
Is strong enough to do this.
I have never done PvP with Toby.
You tried to save Toby, and then Toby stabs you with both swords, and he kicks you.
All right, so that does 17 to hit. That does a 9.
Gavin's down.
Oh no.
Well,
okay, wait.
I had a really good plan on how to solve this, but now it don't matter.
Oh, no.
I'm down.
So now that Toby sees one go down, I think he would have a little bit more confidence.
Yes.
Because there was four.
That's exactly what he needs right now. More confidence.
And so Toby's like... So Toby goes to the next... Who's the next closest monster to me?
I'm going to roll to see... lower than 10 is Joshua. Higher than 10 is Jordan. That is 18. It's Jordan.
All right. So then Toby takes it with his last action because he has two actions and a bonus action. He does a slash at Jordan and he gets a 7, so he misses.
Okay.
His hubris was a little too high.
Missed Brock.
Okay. I'm going to cut back to you three
sorry,
now.
Sorry, Brock. Yes.
Do you need to roll initiative?
I hope not, at least.
But you can just go in.
I mean, it seems like we know the order now. Because you're right next to me.
Yeah. So, Jordan, Brock, what you want to do? How you want to react to this? He just slashed you and you dodge it with your really cool armor.
So, I dodge and then I...
Gavin's down. What?
Oh, right. Did I need to make a death saving throw as we went around the table here?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I'm going
to
be so...
And then I try to put my hands on him.
Well, I'm sorry?
I just want to, like, physically, like...
Like, hold him? Like, grapple?
Hold who?
Me?
Toby?
Yeah.
He wants to grapple him.
All right, go for it. Let's do a strength contest.
Just like a strength saving throw for me?
Yeah.
And he just rolls strength.
Strength or is athletics true?
It would be athletics for... So the grappler, Brock, it would be athletics. Toby, it would be either athletics or acrobatics.
Yeah, I'll let you pick whatever is the highest for you, Jordan.
Athletics.
Or is it... How's your strength saving throw?
24.
That was a nat 24? 20. That was a nat 20.
Dude, if you don't get a nat 20, it's done.
Okay, which is good because I actually got a dirty 23.
Oh!
Hey, Brock, you grab him.
So I'm grabbing him and do I hold person on him.
That was your turn though. That was your action.
You're holding me. I can't move.
Yeah. Well, my whole point was to put my hands on it because don't I have to have physical contact with them?
No.
Not for hold person.
Hold person's a spell that you do from a distance. Grapple is you physically just held him.
That was intent to do hold person, so I guess I just misunderstood that.
What you've done is you're holding
him. You've done what hold person does.
You did a hold person without using the spell.
Yeah, I know, but then you can react. My plan was to do hold person, go to you, do healing hands.
Oh, yeah. No, you physically grappled him.
Okay,
yeah, well. It's fine. I mean...
You're in my warm embrace.
Okay, so you're now tackled by Brock. You're prone by any means necessary. You had to be Brock on a strength saving throw.
This enormous bat-shaped demon.
All right, let's go.
How about you, fiend?
Let's go to Jack.
So, Jack, do you know what is going on with your friend here?
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the bit.
Best I can tell, he... Okay, so he has a sword. Okay. That sword... He used to kill a hag. I think it's cursed. And now we're in the realm where the curse is from. Okay. So what do we do about that? You tell me, Vessel of Wind.
Please tell me all of these are out loud. Every bit of this is just...
Absolutely. But,
sorry, only half the conversation, obviously.
Only his half?
Yeah, his half's out loud.
Only Jack's
out loud. So he's like, yeah, and now we're in the place.
So Brock is holding him. Yeah. Brock is holding him while he's struggling, and then Jack just starts talking to himself while Gavin bleeds out on the floor.
He's all like, yeah, of course. No, Toby's his name. That was really rude.
Oh, yes, your friend Tobias.
This is brilliant. Okay, cool.
Please continue. I love this bit.
So what do we do about that? That is a fantastic question. This has not happened before, at least not this bad. Last time we blew him up with a powder keg. So got any powder kegs?
You're going to kill me?
And subsequently, Brock, too.
Yeah, exactly. I see this as an absolute win. That was Josh, not Jack.
There's two people now.
Yeah. I just rolled a 14 for looking for powder kegs.
That was such a good roll, though. I'm just.
Do I have anything I can do about Gavin?
I feel like
I'm a fighter. I'm pretty sure I don't have any sort of healing for other people.
We got a lot of supplies. I don't know if maybe we had potions.
I think we had a healing potion at one point, right?
I have healing potions in my pocket.
He's dead though.
Go take his pocket.
Jack runs over to Gavin, goes through Gavin's pockets, finds a healing potion.
Roll it 20 to see if they grab a random potion one.
Oh yeah. I really hope it's a random
potion. It's a 7.
It's a 7.
It's a 7?
Yeah.
Okay, so the dice went on the table, and instead of re-rolling, we're going with what it was. It's a 7. You grab a random potion. John, open that potion generator,
baby. Oh, yay, I'll do the random. But I can't tell you what happens until you... Oh, he's going to use it on me.
Yeah.
That was shoot.
Yeah, right?
Hey, you're the one that's bleeding out. You're the one that needs a potion.
I don't think I deserve what's about to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
What? The potion is a sparkling liquid that is blue in color, and you permanently lose your shadow. Gavin literally has no shadow, which kind of makes sense.
He is the fire guy.
Anyway, I have no shadow anymore.
Well, that didn't work. Get another one.
Wait, hold on. We're in the realm of shadows. He no longer has a shadow.
Yeah, I need to. I'm thinking about what that means.
You what figure it out, man.
I think we just found a paradox, and now there's a black hole.
Gavin explodes.
I would say, like, he can't get affected by the darkness or something. Now.
Wait.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Permanently, though?
He has no... Hold on.
Like, while he's
how long?
I could always roll a different potion if that's what
you want. Hold on.
No, it's not what I want. I think
He has no shadow.
I don't want the other one. Let's do the shadow one.
He has... Hold on. I'm cooking.
He has
no shadow.
Hold on.
Toby is seeing shadows of us in his point of view.
So he can see me now.
He can see me
bleeding to death.
Yes. Okay, that's what happens. I love that. Yeah. So the moment that he drinks the potion, his shadow is gone, and now you can see the true essence of Gavin. And as you attack him, you see Gavin bleeding in the ground.
With two holes in his chest.
Yeah. You realize that the monster you just stabbed twice and then kicked off his chest is, in fact, your dear friend Gavin.
Oh, that was really good. No.
All right, Toby looks at this. The realization, like, hits him. And then he looks up and notices the bat-shaped monster holding him back. And he's like, Brock?
What are the chances of that happening?
Right?
Really? One in 100.
Okay.
Nailed it. Freaking nailed it.
Throw with advantage now.
Okay.
The AC went down.
With advantage, I got a 14.
Okay, the AC was 13. So, you wake up and you kind of see what is going on. What?
Just the fact that the random potions actually did something good makes me so mad.
Why?
I wanted it to be chaos. I wanted, like, something to explode. And what it did was help propel the story forward. That's the exact opposite reason I picked up random potions. Anyway, it's fine. This is great.
But it was just funny because, like, well, I'm thinking about it. I was coming up with something later. And then Jar's like, no, that's what I have. Like, that's great.
I know. But, like, part of me is like,
let the man cook.
It wasn't chaos. And that's what I got these for.
That's why I was like, me too. A part of me was like, yeah. When Josh says, I grow to his pocket and grab a random potion, like, oh, you got a rope for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Toby, now he comes to his senses, right? He says, Brock! Oh no, Brock, let me go! I need to... It's Gavin's bleeding on the floor!
All I hear is...
he's a monster.
Oh crap, we aren't snapped.
Can we see Toby or not?
You see Toby.
I was like, I thought we could see Toby.
You know that it's Toby.
It
looks like he's possessed, but it is still Toby.
I thought he was saying that because he's on top of him.
Yeah. I'm smothering him.
I don't trust it. I feel like it's the demon.
But, okay, do I need to make a contested roll to try
if
to get
he's
out?
Not letting you go, yes.
Okay,
he's choosing to keep you tight while Kevin is bleeding
I'm rolling
out.
Acrobatics. I got an 18.
All right, Joe, roll me strength or...
Acrobatics or athletics, whatever's higher.
Acrobatics, athletics is higher. A 23.
Oh, that you have to be kidding me.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Do I do a death saving roll now?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yep.
I take out his knees and make him fall to the ground.
Okay. You're on top of him now. Gavin! What do you
want to do? Wait, I'm death saving.
Yeah, Gavin's death saving.
Let me death save.
No, wait.
I heal hands and slap him with it.
Ooh. I save.
Oh, good.
You're busy funny. Grappling Toby.
Toby, now understanding what's going on, he drops his swords. Like, intentionally, he, like, throws them forward, trying to, like, show Brock that he's, like, he's all there.
You tell me, dude. What are you looking at me for? You're
the one who's there for choice.
No, I told you what I want to do.
You slapped me with healing hands?
I activate healing hands.
And you slap him?
Knock okay, some sense into
while,
him.
Okay, while holding, while grappling.
You do it.
You have him in a full mouth.
No.
Then
I took out his knees. He fell to the ground. Now I am slapping him with my healing hands.
Okay, you do
Brock!
That.
Gavin's bleeding out!
So, roll me.
I'm doing better now.
I got better.
What do I roll?
Another, like, whatever.
You acrobatics?
No. You want to heal him?
Yeah.
Okay, so how much points are you giving to him?
Just one.
Okay. Another round has passed. Gavin rolled another death saving throw.
Oh, yay!
Two, you guys.
Brock, give him another potion.
I save again.
Okay. Hey.
I'm going to get myself up.
At this rate, yeah.
All right. I'm going to go back to the three of you. Brock, you want to do, Brock?
Is it my turn still?
Yeah. Because we're still doing this.
Was he healed when I slapped him with my healing?
Do my eyes look possessed anymore?
No. Can Brock see
his eyes?
They stop being possessed the moment you snap out of it. But
oh, seriously?
Yes! Was that not clear?
No, it was not.
I felt like it was very clear, but also, you know.
I think this is way funnier, though. Yeah.
Brock, let me out!
I was just like, what? Yeah, you see his eyes are clear now.
So, thank goodness, and I just embrace him.
Brock! Gavin is bleeding out on the floor!
I look over at Gavin, and then I do the step thing.
Step thing?
Oh, the step thing.
How far are we, actually?
Not very far.
You probably mean Misty Step?
I'm not going to do that if I'm not very far.
Yeah, no, you can definitely walk over to it.
He's like 2 feet away.
He's 2 feet away.
you could have cast healing hands with your foot. I don't know what you're doing.
I roll onto my back and reach my hand out and touch Gavin's foot.
Oh, you okay. Roll onto your back
with
while still
my healing hand.
Still being grappled.
And then you heal him?
And then I heal him.
How much?
One.
Oh my gosh.
You stingy.
That brings me up.
That brings you up. Yeah. You're back.
Okay. You're welcome.
Oh. aren't you like the paladin of this guy?
You just rolled a nat one.
On my death saving throw. I meant to just heal myself.
Oh, nat one is two.
I know, but I didn't do a death throw. He healed me, so I just...
Okay, so you're good. So you're good.
I accidentally hit the... But that was scary. I was like, oh no.
It was fun now. Now I might
die. Can you imagine if he died?
Because he did nothing? Because
he got killed by Toby?
That point is going to be killed by you because he
Tuesday. And then he would be an oath breaker, and that'd be hilarious.
That would be funny.
And then John has to play as his love interest.
What as Crystal.
It? As Crystal.
That we somehow get into the evil realm.
I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to make Jordy come down here and play as me.
Toby, you snap out of it. What do you want to say to the guys?
I said, Gavin, are you okay?
No.
I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. I don't have a potion.
That's fine. I start popping good berries.
All right, that'll get him up to 11.
Best dumb spell.
Nom 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 nom.
I love good berry. It's so stupidly great.
It's great.
Toby's like, Gavin, I swear, I thought I saw like ghosts, like spirits, like these dark demon possessed figures, and they were attacking me, and there was like a whip that hit me, and I'm so sorry. I thought you were a monster.
I'm still popping good berries. My mouth is full. I was like, yeah, man, I was there for all that. That was my whip.
Toby picks his swords back up and sheathes them, and he goes and he hugs Gavin.
So when you pick up Pointy Brock, you realize the Pointy Brock now is willing to obey you. And
buddy,
you overcame, and you see Pointy Brock calling you to activate true power. What you want to do?
And Toby has he feels pretty confident that, like...
You feel confident.
Okay.
Can you manage that?
I think Toby...
A possessed sword with a dark spirit is calling you to activate it to full power.
Think about this.
It's a trust...
exercise?
In a sense, yes, because now that he overcame it, he needs to trust power.
Yeah, he's got enough gym badges now. It'll listen.
Yeah.
Well, think about...
That was good.
Yeah. Never mind then.
All right, Toby.
Wait. Is that all I have to do to show you up? Bring a Pokemon?
No, but
that's a good
point. Whole explanation was way too complicated, and I did not want to go through it. So you go for it.
I mean, I do have an answer to this situation, but I want to see how Pointy Brock plays out.
I love how Jordan has two modes. Can we talk about this just for a minute?
There are two modes to
Jordan. One is, I'm going to drive us through a minefield, and you cannot stop me. And the other one is, ugh, that's too much. And there's only those two modes.
It's like my favorite example of, oh, that's too much, is I'm going to make a character who's mute. So I don't
have to do any backstory. And blind. They speak to charades.
It's seriously my favorite.
On a podcast.
If Jordan ever can't do this podcast, I don't want to do it.
I know, right?
I was thinking about it. There's like, I think Jordan is the funniest.
I would put that easily on the top part of the deck.
Okay.
I just cringe when
I think Jordan's consistently the funniest. But Josh has quips every now and again that are like,
everyone has some great lines.
Like, all right,
like this, Josh's, all right. Isn't there a rainbow over there? Yeah.
Hey, okay, listen. So, I was not trying to get everyone to pat each other on the back.
Sorry.
Okay, just keep moving.
Sorry.
All right. So you see Pointy Brock calling you, wanting to release its power. What do you want to do?
I think Toby gets mesmerized by the moment and feeling like this trust in the blade that he hasn't felt before.
Yeah.
I think he opens, he's near Gavin, and he knows that Gavin has the ability to shut this off.
Liam does too.
Liam does too. And so I think he opens, he unleashes the power.
Right. Did Liam just like watch that whole order?
Yeah, Liam's like, yikes.
Yeah, because he's an NPC, so they don't do anything.
He's like, that was scary, guys.
Slight glare at the DM. Yeah, they don't do anything.
get him.
You guys can do it.
Wait, if it's a vessel thing, that means Jack can do it too because he has Kaze in his head.
Okay, that's not how crazy, Josh. I'm glad you're talking to yourself as like, it's funny. But I'm
not gonna Jack is a vessel, powers. Technically.
Right, that's not how crazy, all right, buddy? That's not going wild. Anybody can do whatever I want now. That's I not love, how it works.
This is like the classic get the milk story. leaves his quadruplets.
You guys walked in. It's been an hour. I had so much fun. We haven't even scratched.
Well, no, he has quadruplets. He leaves his family, goes to this meeting. Oh, it's like, no, wait. Okay.
this isn't long enough.
Yeah.
All right. Going back to Toby.
Toby unleashes the power in this.
As you open the sword, your hair goes white. Your eyes go turn to a red color.
I'm Danny Phantom.
And you have tattoos all over your body, symbolizing the corruption, but it doesn't look like corruption. There are actually tattoos. And when I disform, you have the item called Blood Fury Tattoo. That is a really cool legendary item for monks. You can use it when you unleash the power of Pointy Brock.
Sweet.
What does it do?
Things.
It can do a lot of different things. For example, it has 10 charges. One of its powers is that Toby can punch somebody, and he can release up to abilities 4 charges. And each one of those charges, he can do an extra 2d8 damage.
Wow.
Bloodthirsty Strikes.
That's dope.
Yeah.
And this is in addition to the little mark that
Holy
he has
crap.
On him, right?
Dude,
so when he's controlling 100%. This is like it's full manifest over him.
Okay,
I have 10 charges, and when I hit a creature with a weapon attack, I can expend a charge to do an extra 4d6 necrotic damage.
Jeez.
And then I regain a number of hit points equal to the necrotic damage dealt.
It's a lot.
You're a freaking vampire.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
A punchy vampire.
Yep, that's a PowerPoint to Brock.
Holy crap.
If only
this
not pointy Brock
a broken
was this
thing. All yeah. right, guys, I'm carrying the team now.
You're making Danny Brock nervous.
No, I mean, yeah. Okay. You guys, Toby, you look like you have white hair, you have red eyes, and you have tattoos over your body. What do you do? How does the rest of you react when you see Toby like this?
Jack is in a fighting stance again.
Toby's not like. Like at all, like
aggro
at all. He's not like in any kind of intimidating stance. He's just kind of like holding Pointy Brock and just kind of like looking at his arm at the same time, like just at the tattoos. He's kind of
processing.
Yeah,
I'm fighting because I know what Gavin would do, but I really want Danny to keep moving.
All right. So as you look really cool, everybody else can sense this power around you
and that he's normal.
And he's normal. He's
okay,
not,
good.
He's
then really we'll just move on with that. That's great.
Yeah. He looks like he got an anime power up. Let's just say what it is.
Just went Super Saiyan.
He just went Super Saian. Oh, hey!
I had one in my back pocket. It was right next to the Pokemon reference. And now my pocket is empty.
You know, Super Saiyan, geez, you weeb.
Okay.
I think he just lost me. He said some things that I didn't understand in there.
He's like talking to Gen Z. Okay. As you guys finally get to the hill, as you guys get closer to the hill, you guys see. This is what you see. You see this big forest, and right in the center of it, you see this big mansion. Right in the center of the forest.
Toby points and says, "Guys, if I were a betting man, I'd say that's where we gotta go."
Gavin does Goodberry again and packs in another 10 Goodberries.
He's popping them like
Can
pills.
You just make as many as you want?
I can make them as many spell slots as I have to make good berries.
So that's kind of the meme of good berries. You can just keep popping them in and just keep eating them.
Yeah, Gavin's back to full health.
There's
How many did you eat?
He just been eating like
they heal one per, and you get 10 per spell slot.
I've used so I've eaten 20.
How much health do you have?
Not much.
Okay.
I have 22 health points.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's actually half of what I have, but okay.
Yeah, that's why it was a problem when I got stabbed twice and then kicked in the chest.
Yeah, okay, fair.
I'm squishy, okay?
I'm sorry again, by the way. I'm sorry, Gavin.
Gavin's good. He's all good now.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
Did Gavin
you guys,
just talk
you guys see the mansion?
Yeah, that's in third person. He literally said that out loud.
We see the what?
Toby, I see this giant mansion in a sense.
Toby forest. Puts his arms up and says, "Follow me to the mansion." And he goes to the mansion. He starts walking in that direction.
And he says, like, Super Mario.
Follow me to the mansion.
If you don't get that Luigi's Mansion reference, then that's on you.
I'm going with him.
Okay. As you guys go, you can either roll a survival or a perception check. You can choose whatever you want to do. Try to do different roles.
I'm going to do survival.
I'm going to do perception.
7. What if my active perception or my passive perception is 16?
All right, gave you one of those.
Ah, man.
My perception was 22.
Making me roll for stuff.
7.
13.
Oh.
1 second. I wasn't ready to roll.
Jack is silently arguing with the voice in his head.
Toby is really feeling good after this power up. And
so you stab. Oh, okay.
Yeah, after stabbing a friend.
What'd you get, John?
Oh, I got an 18. I thought it didn't matter after he got what he got.
Oh, so. Yeah. I'm trying to make you feel like a part of the group.
That's fine. You don't have to humor me.
Okay, so both of you, as everybody's walking around, you realize one interesting thing. You saw plants, you saw trees, you saw vegetation. You haven't seen people yet. Or any creatures.
Sure I did. I tried to kill him.
You sure, guys start seeing things moving around you.
Oh.
You see, you with your checks, you see there are a group of something following you at this point. How you guys want to play this out? They are in the darkness. They are behind you, and they are start to surround.
After what happened last time, Toby's going to be very, very like cautious about attacking figures in the darkness again.
I look at the ground, and I pick up a stick. Okay.
Why wouldn't you have?
Is that okay? Can I do that? Is there a stick? I'm sure there is. We're in a forest.
No, dude.
Where are you going with that?
Turn to Gavin, and I said, light this. Light it.
Gavin is too preoccupied. 1 second. Do you want me to put this on fire, the stick?
Yes, I want you to put the stick on fire.
Sure, it's a cantrip. I just light it on fire.
Awesome. I throw it.
Produce flame.
Throw it at the shadows.
Oh, you want to see what it is?
Yeah. See if we can get a better view of what's over there.
All right, now I get it. I apologize.
Did anyone else thought he's going to play catch with the things?
No, I thought he was going to try to fight them with a stick. I was like, you have a sword.
That's you have the a beauty crystal of Jordan. Spear.
You don't know what he's going to do.
Hey, I think it was a good move.
Objectively, it was a good move.
Okay, so you throw the fire, you do the stick on fire, and as it lands, this is what you see. You see a collection of different races, classic different races of D&D, and all of them, they look zombified.
Mm.
They look dead. And you see that they're drooling, and you see there are giant nails, and you see their bones growing out of their bodies, and they're very spiky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did someone say Thriller Bark earlier? Because I nailed it.
Thriller Bark is a zombie arc, for those wondering.
I see.
Was that another anime reference?
Actually, John, it was the same reference.
It was the same anime reference?
It was the one he made earlier, yes.
Oh.
So it just became
it's a callback to an anime
reference.
You and I
are on the same page on this.
I'm really lost. At least you've seen Naruto. I'm like,
okay. Going back, you see a group of zombified D&D guys. You see, like, Leonin, you see dwarfs, you see dragonborns, you see all this entire collection of, you see elves and tieflings, and they all look like zombified. They're missing like either body parts or parts of their like flesh, and you see there are bones growing out of them. So there are spikes all over them. So for example, their fingernails, you see that they're like the bones just kept growing, become these very spiky things. Their back, you see that their spine start growing out. So they're just looking at these terrifying things, and they look absolutely feral.
Cool. Toby turns to the rest of the group and says, you guys see those too, right?
Kevin goes, nope, and he casts Fireball.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, cast Fireball to roll me damage.
Sounds good.
The zombies, finally, someone to save
that's
us.
That's 29 fire damage.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. Oh, we're saving them in a way. They're going to a better place.
Okay.
Or so, they just come back here.
They show up in hell.
We're like, at the spawn point. I helped you.
You burn all of them and they take damage. And then as they all fall apart, and as you guys like kind of said, like, oh, how cool Gavin is, you see that the bones like Koopa. Did you get a reference?
Yes. Mm. This is a Mario Koopa. Bros. Yeah, I can do Super Mario.
Okay, like, dry bones.
Everyone has to like look at me now. I got it.
They go back and you see the only bones now. You see the only skeletons and they start charging at you.
Okay. Oh,
that's not better. That's not better. I run to the mansion.
He made them mad.
I started running before he even did the fireball.
We look back.
He's gone. Brock is out.
Okay, so you guys are booking it?
Oh, yeah, I'm running.
Okay, so okay. As you guys are running... Oh, go for it.
I would like to cut them off with my axe of raising a stone wall.
Oh, that's cool.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so create a stone wall, and they can now go. They're hitting the wall trying to break it, but they're not going to do it that anytime soon. They buy you a really good time.
Let's run before they figure out they can go around.
Yeah, really.
You just ruined it. Way to go, man.
It was cool, right?
It was cool.
What the heck, man? I can't be the only one who thought that.
I actually didn't, but I'm usually pretty slow on that stuff, so it's fine.
It's fine. They're skeletons. They're stupid. They're just going to beeline it for us. Mm. They're not going to think about, oh, we can go around. They're not pathfinding.
Yeah, their pathfinding's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're so lucky I rolled bad.
Good.
All right. So as you guys run back to the mansion, you guys hear a voice of somebody saying, hey, if you guys keep going that way, you guys will turn to, you're going to become one of those things. And as this voice appears, this voice gets closer to you, this is what you see. You see a man that has a long hair. He's the bottom of his face. He's wearing a mask. And he's wearing this very old, rusty armor. If you keep going that way, you just become like the Forsaken. So you guys don't want to do that.
Toby stops. Looks back. Are they still?
You see him.
No. I mean the skeletons and stuff. Are they still following us?
They're still.
They're still preoccupied with the wall.
They haven't figured out they can go around the wall yet.
Okay. I turn to the group and I say, "Do you guys see that too? Do you guys see this armored guy?"
Gavin goes, "Please propose alternatives."
Yes, please. Listen, you guys clearly don't belong here. I'm here to help. You guys can, if you want, you can come to my camp.
Is your camp not in the mansion?
No. The mansion is a pretty messed up place. We usually try to stay away because that's where the Forsaken usually hang out.
Oh. Well, he's alive, so that's probably a good sign.
He's alive. He's intelligent. He's saying that place is full of monsters.
He's saying all the right things.
Yeah. He's saying all the right things.
So is this like a stereotypical haunted house, like broken down, wooden?
Yes. All beat up.
You know, dry wood.
You're going to burn it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
Dry wood. Do it. Burn down.
Don't do it.
I can't. I'm going to leave it up to those.
I don't have fireball.
I don't have fireball or fire slash.
We burned a bunch of the zombies and then they got faster. So maybe not a good idea to burn down their
house. We're not going up against freaking Monster House where it's going to start chasing us.
Listen.
We don't know that for sure.
I've never considered how much faster I would be without my guts.
This is like if... This is like if you had a wasp's nest in your yard that was enormous and then you burned it, and then instead of all the wasps dying, flying burning wasps started attacking you. I'm just saying, let's not poke the nest.
Yeah, but if we threw a grenade at the nest from like 20 feet away,
that would do less damage because it's a grenade.
A napalm grenade.
I light another stick and I hand it to Brock and I go, "You do that, buddy," and I start following the other guy.
I throw it at the house.
Oh, really?
Yes, I throw it at the house.
All right, roll me an attack.
I'm not sticking around for this.
It just lands on the ground in front of it.
Wait, just an attack?
Just a range attack.
16.
That does hit. Wait, so what did you give him?
I gave him a torch.
Congratulations, you managed to hit the broadside.
Not even a torch. I gave him a stick that I lit on fire.
Oh, you gave him a stick? Okay. It catches a little bit on fire.
It was a big stick.
It was
very impressive.
I don't think a stick is good enough to like light a whole house on fire.
I look at John. I mean, Gavin.
You did actually look at John.
Another.
Why don't we come back to this plan? Stick. Let's go to the guy's campsite.
That's what I want.
We have to go.
Are you guys done throwing sticks at the big bad place?
I give him five more and then I go.
I throw all five.
Are we sure that lighting it on fire would be a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Jack pipes up. are we sure that lighting it on fire is the right idea?
Looks I don't have to go in. Okay, so I walk guy. Up. I walk up
I
to
just
the mansion.
See what happens. Wait, I want to see what's happening.
I walk up to the mansion.
You walk up to the mansion.
I walk up to the mansion, and I do not
by
go
yourself.
In by myself.
Yes, by himself.
Yes, by himself.
I have the torch.
Okay, cool.
And you know when like you're poking something you're not supposed to be poking, and you're like kind of reaching out
like a fencing pose.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I do that, and then I see a little broken thing on underneath the porch, and I just and I toss it and I run.
Okay, roll me. A dexterity throw with disadvantage.
Dexterity.
Danny's like messed up his hair now, like from this, like from running his fingers through his hair because he's just
Danny's
so.
Like, Danny's like, I want you guys to know.
We've done
one of the 20 things I wanted to do.
You know in Dark Souls, John, when you're like find a fog gate.
I played that. Yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm referencing. When you find a fog gate and you're like, oh. Maybe it's too early, but maybe I'll just go in to see what it is.
My Estus is empty, but, you know, let's give this a shot.
Yeah, whatever. And, like, Orsini and Snow, the other side. That's what you just did. So like, what'd you get?
A 7.
Okay.
It's so like you wander into the cap redeem.
You throw the stick.
And the house eats him.
This hand comes out of it, grabs you.
What?
And pulls you inside the house.
No!
Well, crap.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
Just uppercutted his mic.
Yeah. Scratch my head.
Sorry.
So bad.
I ever seen.
He makes you so embarrassed.
Danny,
so much worse.
Danny has like literally 2 useful minutes of content for this.